Hi everyone, welcome back to the Heart Notion podcast, where we talk all things personal growth, wellness, and how to live a meaningful life. I'm your host, Z, and I am so excited to be talking to you about vision boards today. Now, as I am recording this, we are still within the first week of January 2025. So, you know, it still feels like a new year. There's so much energy and possibility in the air. And I just think it's the perfect time to set our intentions and to create something that inspires us every single day. So, vision board. How do you make one? And what exactly is it? So, what a vision board is essentially a visual representation of your dreams, your hopes, your values, and your intentions for the year. You can think of it as a collage that captures the essence of the life that you want to create. It's not just about the material things that you want to achieve or you want to have, but it's also about how you want to feel as you go through the year. And vision boards are so powerful because they use visualization, which is like giving your brain a focus point. And when you have clarity about what you want, you're more likely to notice opportunities and take actions that align with your goals. But you have to remember, vision board is not magic, okay? It's about setting your intentions and aligning your energy with your actions so that your goals are happening for you because you take those actions. And here's the key. I feel like vision boards only work best when you can truly feel and imagine the things that you want so vividly. It's not just about seeing it, but it's about experiencing it, living it in your mind and your heart, as if it's already happening. And that's when the magic happens. That's when you make a good, meaningful, powerful vision board. All right, now that we know the basics, let's get to the fun part, how to make one. So step number one, before you start preparing your vision board, you have to ask yourself these questions. What do I want to focus on this year? What areas of my life need more love and attention? And it could be anything, your career, your health, your relationships, your personal growth, or even just making more time for fun and hobbies. But the thing is, you have to be so vivid and so clear about those goals. For example, if you're focusing on relationships this year, what kind of relationships? Which relationship do you want to focus on? The one that you have with yourself, the one that you have with your parents, the one that you have with your friends or your lover, which is it? And what do you want to do about it? Now, once you have reflected, you set the mood. You light some candle, you play some music, making it a ritual. You know, it's not just about crafting. It's about setting the intentions, the mood, and the feel, like I've told you. Now, if you are making a physical vision board, you might have to grab some magazines or some scissors, some glue, or some piece of hard paper so that you can put the pictures together. But if you are leaning towards the digital version of it, then go for applications like Pinterest or Canva. Those are amazing. And whether you are working with the paper one or creating a digital one, the key is to make it feel personal and inspiring. All right. Now, step number two, this is where the magic happens. You start looking for images, words, or phrases that resonate with your intentions. For example, if you want to focus on your health, you might want to find a picture of someone doing yoga or going to the gym or doing some lifting, or a quote about self-care. The key here is to choose visuals that would make you feel like you want to become that kind of person, that evoke the feelings that you want to carry with you throughout the year. And then step number three, it's time to put all of the pictures that you have gathered all together. Remember that there is no right or no wrong way to do this, okay? It can be organized, it can be like a messy collage, however it is that you like, however that it feels natural and inspiring to you, something that creates something that you would want to look at every day, okay? This is your space to dream big, so let your creativity shine. And once your board is complete, now put it somewhere you will see it often. Maybe it's your desk, maybe it's your bedroom, or I personally love to set it as my wallpaper on my phone because I use my phone so much. We all use it so much. So every single time when you pick it up, you would see those things. The idea is to keep it in your line of sight so that it becomes a daily reminder of your intentions. And before we move on to the next part, which is my tips and tricks on how to create a vision board that comes to life, I have this little story that I want to share with you. I'm not sure if you've heard of the terms vision board before, because I only heard of it like when it was 2019. Okay, but I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, you know, this is not going to work. But then in 2022, a few years after, I thought maybe it's time for me to start getting serious about my goals and my dreams and my values to, you know, start tuning in to that kind of energy. So I started creating my first vision board. And back then I dreamed of a beautiful house, okay? I dreamed of having a house, a cozy living room to live in, and I could really, really feel it. I could see it so vividly. But to be honest, I was still a student back then. So there was no realistic way that it was going to happen, right? But I knew. I knew it in my heart that I wanted it. I knew. And I wanted it so badly that I would talk about it with my boyfriend back then, but now he's my fiance. So yeah, I would talk to him about it and I would tell him how I would decorate it and all that jazz. And I remember thinking that there was no way for me to buy a house. But guess what? Just a year after, we bought a house. And maybe this wasn't just manifesting. Maybe it was also God's grace, but my house looks so much like the pictures that I had on my board back in 2022. It looks so much alike, maybe not 100%, but still. You see, sometimes you never know, but if you feel it in your heart and you know exactly what you want, eventually those things are going to come to you. They're going to find you. You're going to find them. It's laws of attraction, right? So dream big and dream today. And if it doesn't happen this year, don't give up, because you never know when it's going to happen for you. Okay? So keep on dreaming and don't give up. It never happens magically overnight. So don't give up. All right. Now it's time for me to share my three must-haves on my vision board. Number one, you set good, clear intentions and goals. You can set as many goals as you like, but I've found that focusing on only three major priorities works best for me. This keeps my energy directed and prevents me from feeling overwhelmed when I look at the board. You should be able to see those three big things that you want to focus on that year when you glance at your board, okay? And you have to be very, very specific of the things that you want. Be so clear with your intentions so that you can see it in your heart. And number two, don't forget the stepping stone pictures. What I mean by that is your goals won't magically appear overnight, right? So don't forget to include the images that represent the steps that you'll need to take to get there. And these stepping stones pictures will serve as reminders to take action towards your dreams. For example, You want to get skinny. You want to be leaner. You want to be stronger. What do you have to do? Of course, you have to work out. So put those pictures on there. And lastly, include meaningful quotes. Find quotes that align with your intentions and place them on your vision board. Whenever I glance at mine, the right quote reminds me of what I need to do and who I want to become. It's like having a little motivational coach right on your board and also a little bit of a reminder. So by including these elements, you create a vision board that is not only inspiring, but also actionable and deeply personal. Okay? So before we end this episode, and to help you get started on your journey to creating the perfect vision board, let's do a quick guided visualization exercise. If you are able to, if you can, okay, if you're not driving or walking, let's close your eyes and take a big deep breath in and out. Now imagine it's the end of this year. And you're looking back on 2025. Picture yourself living the life that you want. Who are you? Where are you? Who are you with? And what are you doing? Most importantly, how do you feel? If you can see it, if you can feel it, if you can hear it, hold on to that image. Hold on to that feelings for just a moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes and whatever that came to mind, write it down because those are the seeds of your vision board. All right, I hope this episode has inspired you to create your own vision board for 2025 and dream big, okay? Remember that this is not about perfection. Or achieving anything overnight. It's about setting your intentions and aligning your energy with what matters most to you. If you are creating a vision board, I'd love to hear about it. You can share your story with me on social media, or you can even tag the podcast. Let's inspire each other to make this year truly, truly meaningful. Thank you so much for tuning into The Heart Notion, and until next time, take care of yourself and keep dreaming with intention. Don't give up, okay? I'll see you soon. Bye.